Yes, dear.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who are you? Hello.
You are Dr. Nanjip?
Yes, I am Dr.
How do you do?
Dipan?
How do you do?
I am very well, thank you, darling. Who are you, please?
Crowds of people here. I suppose some of them have not been before.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's your wife.
No, no. I'm asking who it is.
How extraordinary. How well your wife communicates.
It's because of real love.
You're an extraordinary person.
In what way?
There's no doubt about it. Love makes all things possible.
Definitely, yes, correct.
You are surrounded by people.
Uh-huh.
Many souls who are very interested in you, endeavoring to help you.
In what way?
They're very interested in your experiments.
Oh, thank you.
I'm quite sure that you will have some success in that direction.
Thank you. I'm looking.
Continue with your experiments.
Yes.
And realize that you are being helped.
Thank you. I'm very glad.
You must continue in your experiments. Know that you're being helped. It's possible to be helped.
Thank you.
You mustn't worry. Because you're in good hands.
Yes.
And all sorts of people are helping you.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you mustn't worry. Crowds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, my dear.
Yes, darling. Who was that lady?
So anxious to be of service.
Yes, darling.
So anxious to help you.
Yes.
Darling?
Yes, Sita.
I do hope you can hear me.
Yes, darling.
I'm trying so
yes,
hard.
Yes, I can. A little louder, darling.
It's very strange.
Yes,
talking
yes.
To you.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, dear.
Are you going back today or tomorrow?
I go back this evening, darling. I reach home midnight.
Oh, dear, I wish you were not going.
No, so do I. I wish I was...
It's one of those things that can't be helped.
No, but...
You have to go.
Yes, but you're never far from me. I know that.
Well, crowd of people here.
Yes.
Many more than usual.
Yes. I think they are all very interested in the direct communication we are trying.
I think so many people, darling, are trying to help us.
Yes.
It's so wonderful to know that we can communicate with each other like this.
Yes, it's all to the good, darling.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yes.
I wish you weren't going back tonight.
Oh, but...
You have to go.
Yes, darling.
There's no alternative.
Yeah, I wish I could talk with you every day like this. You know.
I'm very, very thrilled.
Huh?
I'm very thrilled when you come and talk to me.
Yes, so am I.
It means so much to me.
I look forward to it for months ahead. I'm just thinking.
I look forward to it too. Mm. I'm very anxious for you to know I'm so near you.
Yes,
every
darling.
Every day I come and see you.
Yes, I know you.
I wish I could speak louder and more distinctly.
No,
I'm trying to speak as loudly and as naturally as I possibly can.
But you take much more power out of you when you speak louder.
What did you say?
You take more power out of you when you speak louder, perhaps.
I don't know. Probably it is the reason why sometimes we don't speak too clearly because of loudly.
No.
Because then we can hold on longer so that we can speak longer.
But I can hear you, darling, perfectly. I can hear you.
It seems marvelous to talk to you.
Ah.
I mean, I look forward to it so much.
Yes, darling, I know.
Oh, so much.
I know that. I was just thinking when I shall come again to London, but I hope to come again.
I think so.
Hmm?
I think so.
hope to come before your next birthday.
Oh, goodness me, I hope so.
Yes, darling.
I do hope so.
Yes.
I'd be very disappointed if you didn't come before my next birthday.
You see, Mr. Flint is going to America in October for a few months.
Well, that means you won't be able to come until after Christmas.
No, before he goes, I would like to come.
In September?
Yes, in September, darling.
God.
You see, as the nearest I can get to your birthday. Because your birthday is in November 19th, darling.
Well, darling, whenever you can manage to come, you know it makes me very happy.
But I hope before then I can hear your voice in our home.
I hope so, too.
Yes. I will try it early in the morning at 5 o'clock. And I will try it late at night also. And we see if you are blessed.
I don't think I've ever seen so many people standing around.
Uh-huh.
Extraordinary the number of people that are here.
Yeah.
Crowds and crowds and crowds.
Do you see Homie anytime?
Of course.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And Knut?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
And Arvid?
Yes.
Yes. That's what's nice.
And the children, of course, are constantly with me.
Oh, yes, I know that.
I hardly move anywhere without the children.
Yes.
You know, they often come to see you with me.
Yes, I know.
Like that,
yes.
We are always around you, trying to help you.
Yes, darling.
In every way we possibly can.
Yes, sweetheart.
Oh, dear, isn't it marvelous, darling? I think to myself, if only I could talk to you every day like this, it would help so much, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. It would keep me going. It would. Because the material we could get from our direct talk, I could really hand down to posterity about the reality of the spirit world.
Well, we can only do a bit.
Yes. That would help me to write a book.
What did you say?
I said that would help me to write a book.
Oh, yes. I would like that very much.
Yes.
And perhaps later on, you know, when you have more material.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, then you can settle down to write a book about it.
I can write it very quickly.
And if we have some successful experiments in the hall, that would be marvelous, would it not?
Yes, of course it would.
I'd like that very much.
Yes. Because that would convince the material world,
you think. It would convince them?
Yes.
You know, so many people do not want to know.
No, they don't.
I think they are afraid of it,
They are afraid.
They keep an open mind, some people, but very few people.
Yes.
Most people are prejudiced or afraid.
Yes.
And I think, you know, a lot of people think it may be wrong to communicate. They think it is wrong.
Yeah.
You know? Even if they think it is possible, they probably think it is wrong, which is stupid.
Yeah,
because if Jesus had not come back from the dead, there would have been no Christianity.
No, exactly.
And all the great teachers and all the great prophets and sweet people, they all have these experiences. The Bible is full of them.
Yes, that is true. Darling, I have bought a lot of books.
What kind of books?
All about our electronic communication.
Oh?
And
electronic communication?
And
where have you got the books from, then?
In London, darling.
Oh.
From the psychic...
I did not know that there were any books about you.
Oh, yes. You see, there is a man who has written a book called Breakthrough on electronic communication.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You see? And all he has got is a lot of voices, but no direct link like you and I have. You see? Which makes all the difference.
Which would be very interesting.
Yes. And then I have got some book of spirit photography. I will be ready for materialization someday.
Well, it would be marvelous.
Yes.
I will do my very best to help you.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes, darling.
In every way I possibly can.
Yes, I know.
I will try to help you.
You are never far from me.
No, I am not far from you.
No, I feel
everywhere around you, in the hall, And at business as well?
I feel
everything.
I feel it in my bones.
I know.
Yeah.
What beautiful roses you have brought me today.
Yes, darling.
They are beautiful.
I love to bring them.
I shall take them away with me and have the counterpart.
Yes, darling.
You know?
Yes. Each rose has a kiss from me.
Bless you.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you, darling. I can never forget what you have meant to me.
But I always mean a lot to you.
Oh.
And I know that you mean a great deal to me.
Yes, darling.
I do wish I could speak better. I don't feel I'm doing so well today. Huh?
No, darling. You're perfectly all.
You think you tell me this better, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little tense today.
No.
I'm a little anxious.
No, you're perfectly all right.
I'm trying very hard to be calm.
No.
And to be natural.
Yeah. You're perfectly all right, darling.
You can hear me.
Yes.
Good.
You know, there is a spirit church going to be built in England.
A what?
A spirit church.
Where?
In Hampshire.
Oh?
And the medium is Mrs. Grace Cook.
Oh?
So I sent a donation in your name for your anniversary.
That is very nice.
You see? And so there will be so many bricks in your name going to build a church.
Oh, that is very nice thought.
And I told her it is my wife's anniversary. And please accept this little donation from me.
I wish it were possible to build a big spiritual
church
in Sweden.
Yes, but I think people have to be more advanced and developed before such a thing is possible, darling.
Oh,
you see?
I think perhaps it may be possible.
Yes?
Eventually.
Yeah?
To have a church in Sweden.
Yeah.
I suppose there are people who are very interested,
yeah,
who would be anxious to be of service and help.
Exactly.
And perhaps it may be possible eventually to build a church, you see.
But if we have direct communication by electronic means, that would be a good way to convincing people
in
Sweden.
I think so, yes, I think so.
Yes, darling. Because there is something material, you see?
I think it would be wonderful if there would be a nice church where people could go and receive help and comfort
and
communication.
You see that, Mr.
Which is wonderful, you see?
You see that Mr. Rolf Carlson was a Swedish man. He was a leading spiritualist in Sweden. You know, you told me about
him. I know.
And after him, there has been no one to follow up.
No one at all?
Well, no one would.
But surely in Stockholm there should be people.
Yes.
I believe there is something there.
Yeah. But there are so many people who are shy about it.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know.
I cannot understand why people are shy about it.
Even if somebody is a spiritualist in heart, they don't like to say that they are.
No.
Whereas I tell everybody, that there is no such thing as death.
There is no such thing as death.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I tell them that.
It's a great pity that people don't understand.
No, they don't. Yeah.
Perhaps there will be people who will do something.
Yes.
Perhaps you can help them.
Yes, darling.
And start a new, how you say, organization.
Yes.
Then people could come and learn and read.
Yes, darling.
And perhaps we could have mediums.
Yeah.
And perhaps Mr. Flint would come there.
Unfortunately, my time is running out, darling, for that.
How do you mean your time is running out? You are not as old as you think. And you have some years yet to go.
Oh,
and if you could only set the wheels in motion, it means that people will be able to help and do something. I think you have to seek people out.
Yes.
I will look for the right people and try to bring them into contact with you.
Thank you, darling.
That would be something.
Yes, darling.
If only we could have a little circle.
Yes.
Of what you call it in the flat.
Yes, exactly.
Perhaps three or four people who will sit with you and perhaps we could make contact, you see?
Of course, if
I think it would be a very good idea.
If we get results with this electronic communication, I would then like to continue with that in presence of people who can be witness to this.
That would be very interesting.
You see? Because from one mouth it reaches 100.
I guess so.
You see? And so the thing grows and carries more conviction, you see, than if I were to sit alone.
I think it is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
To be able to come and talk with you.
Ah.
If only everyone understood it, it would be marvelous.
I thank
God. It would make a big change in the world.
Exactly that.
It would break down a lot of barriers between people and nations.
Yes.
If they understood they were all part of a great spiritual plan.
I think there would be one great religion in the world as God intended.
I think that is what is meant.
Yes.
And just too many religions, too many creeds.
Yes. And
too much animosity.
Too much pettiness.
Oh, it is terrible.
Absolutely. And especially from the people, the clergy. You see, they're so petty-minded.
So many people are prejudiced.
Yes.
But we are lucky.
Yes.
You know, I have been for a long time impressing you to do things.
Yes.
But just after I come here, I come to you regularly and impress you to seek.
Yes.
And you have done so.
Yes, darling.
Now we are reunited in a way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You don't have the physical presence.
Yes.
But you have me mentally and spiritually very close to you. And of course in your sleep you come here and we are together, you know.
Yes, I know. I'm with you every night in my sleep.
It is extraordinary.
Yes.
So many people could realize,
you know.
You are very fortunate.
Darling, we are both very fortunate.
We are both very happy people.
Yes,
we have knowledge and truth and realization
of
all these great things. And the death is not the end.
No.
It is only the beginning of something more marvelous and more wonderful.
Yes.
If only people could understand it.
I thank God every day for this privilege He has granted us, you and me.
We are closer together now than we have ever been at any time.
We couldn't be closer.
No.
No. Yes, I know.
When you are sitting quiet, particularly, and sometimes when you are busy, sometimes when you are out walking, or in the shop, I can be with you.
Yes, darling.
And I sometimes watch and take interest and notice things.
Mm.
Even in ordinary things. And when you are cooking, and when you're doing things in the kitchen, I am often there with you.
Yes, darling.
Ah, it is wonderful.
Yes.
I wish people understood this.
Not
it would make such a difference.
Yeah. You know, in Sweden, when a wife passes over, they think the man is what they call an ankle man, you know. He's not considered as married. I tell people, I am married. My wife has not disappeared. You understand what I mean?
Of course I do.
Yes. But you see, that is the mentality, material mentality. They think when the wife has passed away, and the man is no longer married.
It's amazing. Stupid people are.
Hmm?
I wish people could understand. They're so stupid.
When I tell people I'm not ankle, I'm married. Although you think...
And they think you are crazy.
Yeah, of course.
They think you are crazy.
Of course it is so.
And you are not responsible.
No.
For your actions.
Yeah. But I don't mind what they think. I say what I think is right. This is the mentality.
Crowds and crowds and crowds of people, all over the place.
Yes, darling.
I've never seen so many people with you before. They're all interested in you and taking a great deal of interest.
Yes, of course we are.
I'm so happy to be here again.
Yes.
Oh, I do wish you were not going away tonight, Dada. But I suppose it has to be.
Yes, darling.
But I will come with you on the plan.
Yes, sister.
I shall be with you all the way.
Yes, darling. And let us do something worthwhile.
What?
on the tape recorder and the radio?
Well, I want very much to do it.
Yes, darling.
And it will not be lack of endeavoring to do it.
No.
Anything possible. And there are certain people that I know are here who are very interested in the experiments.
Yes.
And who were themselves psychic, you know.
Yes.
It's extraordinary, is it not?
Yes, it is. I suppose they're all...
I'm so happy to be with you.
I am too, darling. I wish it was every day. At least an hour together and we could hear talk each other.
Well, I don't know. It may not be possible for an hour, but we can experiment and perhaps eventually, who knows?
Yes.
If it can only be for a few moments.
Because with electricity.
It would be marvelous, would it not?
Yes, because
it would be tremendous if we could make this contact regularly together, you know.
That's right, sir.
This is what I am hoping for.
Yes.
I think it will come.
Yes, it must come, darling.
But we have to be very patient.
Yes,
there's no good worrying about it.
You know, he's very patient, darling.
You are a much more patient person than me.
Yes, I know. I know. But
I don't know what I would have done if you had come first.
Oh.
I would not have been able...
No, darling, it was all arranged by God.
It was impossible, you know.
Yes.
I think that it had to be me first and you after.
Yes.
And I could arrange everything for you.
Yes, darling.
But, you know, it seemed almost as if as soon as we get to Sweden, everything went wrong.
Yes, darling. But that was all God's plan, how we meet the emergencies. I felt I was following you within a few months, as I told you.
Oh, but that is not intended that you should come so soon.
But
you have some years to go.
Yes.
So that you can do something that will be helpful to other people.
Yes, darling.
That is the reason why you are still there.
Yes. But, I felt my whole life had collapsed when you left. But now I have met you.
Now you have met her.
Yes, darling.
Yes, now you have met.
What did they say?
Yes.
Now we are here again.
Yes, darling.
Oh, it's just so extraordinary. There are so many people alone today.
Yes.
Many more than usual.
Yes.
People that I do not know.
Yeah.
But they all seem to be here in harmony and anxious to be of service.
Yes.
I think that there is a great deal of interest in making this contact with the tape recording.
Yes.
I think that when we get home,
yes,
we will start.
But darling, when we do the tape recording, you be the leader.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, in a kind of way. But you must remember that there are other people here who are probably much more experienced. I mean, I do not understand very much about the technical side.
But you...
But these people might, you see.
Yes, exactly.
And that would be better that should do it.
But you can make friends with them.
Of course I have friends with them.
Yes.
And some of them are here today. I know that they are interested in watching and experimenting and that when they are home, they will experiment with the tape recording and see if we can get onto the frequency.
Yes, darling.
I don't think people know enough about all these things, you know, in regard to the frequencies and the vibrations and everything.
No, that's right. You see,
this is all very difficult.
They don't realize that death only means a change of wavelength.
Death. Possibly.
It's only a change of wavelength.
That is all.
That is all.
A different atmosphere and condition and vibration.
Yes.
The physical body works on one vibration.
Yes.
And the mental and spiritual body on another.
Exactly.
And when on earth, of course, there is the harmony between them.
Exactly.
And the physical body is the instrument.
That's
but
right.
It is the spirit that is controlling and the mentality.
Yes.
Here we have not the same physical body.
No.
But we have a spiritual body.
Yes.
And in that we can have our being.
Yes, exactly.
When I come to you, I concentrate my thought and transmit my thought to you.
Yes.
And the artificial larynx that is used recreate my voice.
Yes.
But of course it is in a sense artificial. But it is me and my thoughts and personality that is behind it, you see?
Yes, exactly.
If only everyone understood it, Yes. It would be marvelous, no?
Oh, yes,
darling. Perhaps they will eventually.
But it will come.
I hope so.
Yes.
I think it will come eventually.
Yes, darling. You know, I told you I'm going to your mama.
You're going to see mama?
Yes. Huh? You have any message for her, dear?
Only give her all my love.
Give her all your love.
When are you going?
I'm going on her birthday on the 31st of July.
Oh, well, I will be there just for the day.
Yes, darling. You are going. Yes, yes. Just for the
day. Because she is getting deaf.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
You know she has difficulty hearing properly.
Yeah, of course, her age is against it, you see. She has got the hearing aid.
I know.
Yes. But I thought to myself, I'd like to see her perhaps before anything happens to her.
I would like to be with you. I should be with you.
You will be with me?
I will spend the day with you.
Yes, I think Britta is going to be there also.
Who?
Britta.
Britta is going to be there?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean your sister.
I know.
Yes.
And she will be there all day too?
Yes, she'll be there all day too. I think she'll be at Rest Road on that day.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Britta is very well.
If I'm?
Britta is well.
Yes. Of course, little daughter is getting on.
She's growing.
Yes.
How old now? 12?
Yeah, she is now school age. She's about 10 or so.
I think she must be 10 or 11 or 12.
Yes.
I don't know. Because the time passes and one loses all sense of time.
Yes.
This is the problem.
Yes. But
she's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes,
to talk with you. I wish I could give you a big hug and kiss.
Darling, thank you very much.
I love you.
I always
want you to know I love you.
Thank you,
and
darling.
I should do everything in my power contact you.
Thank you.
I just want you to be happy and not to worry.
No.
And know I'm with you.
Yes, I know that. I know that every moment.
What are you going to do with the rest of the day?
Bepan?
What are you going to do with the rest of the day?
With the rest of the day, I'm going to that jeweler man.
What man?
You know, the man who has got the ruby.
You're going to see him about it?
Yes, about it. And we're going to advertise.
Uh-huh.
And if advertising does not give results, then we put it in an auction, darling.
Oh.
You see?
But it is a very special stone.
Yes, but
it should have no problem in selling it.
Yes, no one has come forward yet.
I do not understand why there's so much difficulty about the stone.
So, I promised to see them before I leave, so I'm going there.
I think it would be wonderful if you could get it sold.
Yes, darling.
I think it worries you.
Yes, unnecessary.
And what about other things you have to sell?
Other things, more or less, I have settled yet.
You have settled?
Yes, everything.
Oh.
About the grave, I arranged with a bank so that they can pay the church so much every year to look after the grave.
Oh.
For indefinitely.
Oh, I don't think that will matter to you and me.
No, darling, but I like to feel that it's not in a dilapidated condition.
No, it is not in a dilapidated condition.
You see, so I wanted to arrange something, so I pay them so many thousand krona and the interest on that will look after the chipping grave.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
I understand, but it will not matter to you and me.
No. So, I thought, well, I shouldn't like to feel the grave is dilapidated ever.
No.
You see?
Yet we will not be there.
No, but our bones will be there, darling. And to me, it's a sacred spot.
Uh-huh.
Where the two bones have loved and lived together.
Uh-huh.
That's all to me.
I know. Yeah. You are a wonderful man, really.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and how strange it is in a way, because when you are here with me and we have our life together, all those things will seem so remote.
Yes, exactly.
And I doubt if we should ever visit it again.
No.
The only time I ever go near the place is when you go there.
Yes.
There seems no point in going otherwise.
No.
How strange, you know.
But I like to have it.
But you like to have it all nice and tidy.
I like
and I appreciate it. Don't think I do not appreciate it.
Yes.
It is wonderful when it is beautiful.
I like
and you like very much to sit there sometimes and think. And you are so, I don't know, you are a wonderful man, you know. I could not have found a better man than you.
Darling, you are a wonderful wife. One in a... I used to say to you one in a million, but I say now one in a billion. I mean it.
I know.
I mean it.
You know, I'm happiest when you are quiet at home.
Yes.
And perhaps you are listening to good music.
Yes, darling.
And sometimes I'm so close to you.
Yes,
it amazes me that you are not conscious of my touching you, you know.
And that is the funny thing. I can't feel you. I wish I could.
I do so often stroke your hair or your hand, you know, and touch you.
Perhaps I can.
And do you not feel the cold breezes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well,
yes.
Perhaps it will be possible later to do something more tangible.
Yes, darling.
So that you are more sure.
Yeah.
But I will do my utmost.
Yes, darling.
You know that.
Yes, I know.
And I just want your happiness.
Yes, darling. Yes.
And I think our being able to communicate like this.
Yes.
But it gives us such joy.
Yes.
Makes us so happy.
Yeah.
And we are so grateful.
Yes, darling.
And if we can help other people, that is wonderful.
I think...
I shall come with you all day and come on the plane with you.
Yes, sweetheart.
And be with you when you arrive home.
Oh, yes, sweet. Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Take care of yourself, Dada.
Yes, darling.
And all my love to you.
Yes.
I have to go.
I love you very much.
But I'm not going away. I'm going with you.
No, darling.
When you go out of the door, I shall go with you. When you go on the bus, I shall go with you.
I am.
When you go to have your lunch, I will go with you.
Yes, sweetheart.
Everywhere.
Yes, darling. Give my love to Peter.
I will. And they send all my love to you.
And give my love to Cynthia.
I will. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
You know, she's a marvelous communicator. She really is. You've got nothing to worry about.
No.
She'll look after you and do all sorts of things for you. You're ever so fortunate, really, you know.
Yes,
anyway,
I know.
Anyway, we all send our love to you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.